and they had done, had a lot of it. I said, well, maybe he's right. Maybe I need to leave a crack or two. So I would, go when cold winter come, man, you get all the fresh air you want.
Oh, yeah.
In summertime, when on paved road, you get a lot of dust, too. So I left the cracks there, and when it's snow, you'd have a little bit of snow blowing in it. My mother couldn't put enough quilts on. I bet you I'd have 6 or 8. We couldn't turn over, had so many quilts, and still freeze. I can remember that distinctly. And Dad said, son, he said, you're going to take pneumonia in there. You won't need all that cover. Just sleep with your socks on. I said, I don't like sleeping with socks on. He said, well, he said, your mother just taking too good care of you because you're the baby. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I want to stay warm. He said, well, you need to keep that air now. Don't blow them cracks out. This is what I remember about storm or anything else. He thought if you did get a little air, you'd get. And I'm going to kind of agree with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have our houses two times. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I was grown where I remember even having a cold. Mm-hmm. Don't remember ever having a cold.
You're just used to the cold weather. That's right.
And friends of mine, a couple of boyfriends I have, I made a second year in high school before I ever seen him with a pair of shoes on. But he would never wear nothing but overalls. Mm-hmm. Well, that's about all I know. I love them overalls. Mm-hmm. And you come in with a big flat feet, come in with them overalls on. Nothing else. An old blue shirt and it's snowing outside. Maybe wouldn't wear no jacket. But I wasn't hardly that bad. Cold weather doesn't bother me particularly, but I couldn't take it that well. But anyway, I left the cracks. And the last time I looked at the old home plate, it still had cracks.
Is it still standing?
No, it's not standing now. In fact, they tore it down and a new home was erected there. Not too many years ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to refer back to where I was born and make a remark about that. My son, I told him where I was born, and he said, Dad, I want you to show me where you were born. Well, the old house is gone. But there was two, what you would call, floor joists, huge logs that had deteriorated. And nothing but just some old field stones standing there and it laid over the side. But they were still there and one big old tree in that one room out. And I always referred to why I went under that oak tree and my initial is carved on that tree from way back when we was kids, chopped out with a hatchet. And that tree, I believe last time I married it, is still standing, still there. Mm-hmm. Last time I married it, about 48 inches, 49 inches through. So huge oak. Mm-hmm. Well, he set this tree out by this little shine. And I'll never forget, I said, right here is where I was born. He said, where? I said, right here. He said, right where? I said, under that big old tree there. He said, where the house? I said, there used to be one here. That's the story on that. But the old house is gone and nothing but the tree standing. But the other thing I'll remark about my son in later years was about the 8 mile and 2 tenths that I would trot over there. All the years that he was home, I never made him believe that I did this. Wait. The big house, the four room house.
Okay, yeah. Now, what were the names of the four rooms?
You mean,
what did you call the room? Yeah.
Well, we had a kitchen. A kitchen and dining room all together. You wouldn't call it dining room. We had a kitchen and breakfast room. No such thing as a dining room. Then we had what you call a living room and a big, had a huge bedroom, you know. And by that, we had a partition in it, and that was about all, so that completed the four rooms, plus the stoop I was telling you about. And, well, they just called them bedroom. Of course, you could shake hands with each other, and every one of the rooms just about is just close, you know.
Was there a bed in the living room, too?
Pardon?
Was there a bed in the living room?
Oh, yeah, two. Had two double beds in the living room, one on this wall, one on that, and you walk in between them. It's a good night, you know. The fireplace up in front. You see, Bill, there she is.
Hi there, come in. Your time, Babel, come. Did you come?
Yeah. Whack it off.
Okay. The thing about the house that I hadn't asked you was plumbing, which you also didn't mention. I guess you didn't have indoor plumbing in this house?
No plumbing at all.
What did you have then?
Outdoor privy.
That's what you called it?
Yeah, we called it. Expression is, this is what you want facts, right? We had a two-hole and a four-hole.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've heard that.
And, of course, I had it outside, and all of our water came from the spring. Washing done it from the spring, and all the water got a spring. We had it boxed in. It was good water, believe it or not, if you like spring water.
This thing's making a humming sound, which is funny. go ahead and hum, since it's not seeming to mess up the sound all right. Well, let's just run through this as quickly as we can.
Right,
and
okay.
If you want to go into detail about anything,
right,
then please feel
detail,
free to do that. But, it's mostly to hear, first of all, how you pronounce words and then what words you use for certain things. So just purely for how you say
it.
Purely for how you say the words. No, you're not poor at it if people can understand what you're saying. Would you just give me the numbers from 1 to 15? Just count to 15, yeah.
1, slow or fast?
Medium.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I made it.
Right, the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
7, 27.
And after 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69?
70.
After 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000?
Excuse me. Pardon?
10 times 100,000.
10 times 100,000?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.